Last time we discussed the minhag of rechitza prior to hefsek tara, and the way that's presented in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is presented in the same breath as the minhag of wearing the gadim levanim. So that practice of a woman post hefsek tara through the shivin nikiyim wearing the gadim levanim, they still say quotes from the Mordechai who quotes in the Rokeach. The lush and the way it appears in the Beis Yosef is tilbash chaluk lavan. A woman should wear a white garment. She'im tira od she'a nikir b'chaluka. So presumably the chaluk they're talking about is a garment that's going to, if there's any dam that comes out, it'll show up on this chaluk, meaning there's no other garment between her body and the chaluk. So she should wear this white garment such that if there's dam that comes out during Shemini Kiyum, it'll appear on her garment and she'll be able to notice that dam. So the reason for such a practice of wearing the gadim levanim is that the Ma'ar Adam should be nicker on such a beket. Rabbi Karp just points out that that lashon that the Mordechai quotes in the Rokeach doesn't appear in our Rokeach, it appears in the Sefer Truma, but that's just a technical observation in terms of the source of the din. That's what the Torah HaShlamim quotes here in Sivkat and Ches on this Ramah, the Gam Sarach Lios Be'inyan Shekesa Nikarba Masha Enkein Chaluk Savua. So in the formulation in the Ramah, it says, Mina kasher hu kishaisha posekes betara, shetirachatz v'leveshes levanim. She should wear white garments. And then, in the Hemshech of the Ramah, that levanim is a lechachila. If a woman's stuck and doesn't have levanim, it doesn't prevent her from counting the shivin nekiyim, but at the very least, her beged has to be naki ubadak midam. It has to be clean, even if it's not white. And that, the Torah HaShlamim writes, of Katan Ches, Gam sarach lios be'inyan shakasa nikarva ma she'enkein chaluk savua. The point is that you have to be able to tell if there's going to be dam. So even if it is not white, if it's going to be a bag of that savua, that's color, that could impede your ability to see if there is a kesem. So the reason for levanim is to be able to tell if there is any dam. The Gaon writes here in Sifkata and Yud, is Mitzayah the Gemara and Shabbos, Tanaz Ve'elio, Daf Yagimel, we saw the Lashon of Yimei Libunayach, so the Gaon seems to be saying that the source of that term, Yimei Libunayach, is a reference to the days that a woman counts towards the as part of the Torah process is based on this minhag of wearing the gadim levana. But the poskim assume that the ikar minhag is that the beged that samach lebesara is what should be white, because that's where you're going to catch any dam that comes out. Rabbi Karp points out that the Lashon Machzor Vitzi and other Rishonim don't mention white at all. They just have that it has to be a bag of naki, something that's clean, that you wouldn't have any residual samim or other dirt on the baguette that could confuse you in terms of whether there's any dam coming out. And that's basically what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber doesn't mention Levanim. The Mechaber said, Gimel just right. But Yom Shepasekis Miliros, It has to be a garment that is checked, that there are no ksamim on it. So that's what some Rishonim have, not the emphasis on Levanim, but just it should be Naki, that there shouldn't be any residual dam there before that could potentially confuse you. Well, I'll get to that soon, but the Mechaber does talk about Sadinim Habadukim, right? The Mechaber is talking about sheets in addition to garments. The Mechaber doesn't mention Levana, he mentions Nikiyim, which is what we just said, Machzavitin and other Rishonim have the emphasis on Naki, not necessarily Lavan. Presumably when the Ramah talks about Levanim, that's modifying both Begadim and Stinim. Right, the Mechaber says you have to have Chaluk and Stinim that are Baduk, and the Ramah says the Minag is to be Levesh is Levanim. Arguably that modifies Stinim as well. Well, the Mechaber is talking about the Mechaber puts the two together. The Rabbah said, "Minhag kasher that she should wear levanim," but it's the poskim read it that way, that minhag of levanim extends to steinim as well, not just to begadim. That's what it says in the lashon of the Kitzur Piskei Arash. The very end of the Rosh Hanida. Yeah, Hilchos. The abridged version of Hilchos Nida for women at the end of the Piskei Harash. Bedika zutia benashmasha b'yam shetisak b'miliros. That's hetzatara. Betilbosh chaluk habaduk she'im bokesem. Now she should wear a garment that is baduk, that there's no kesem, no mention of levanim per se. So the way that Rabbi Kerr presents it is that the requirement of begadim nikiyim, which is what you have in the Mechaber, in the Rosh and other Rishonim, is more midina, and that the shibi levanim is the taras minach. The pashtus is that wearing the begadim levan is part of the post hafsek tara ushering in of shiva nikiyim is not ma'akev, it's a preference, but there are, Rabbi Kerr points out, there are rishonim that sound like it's likuva, or chas chayim, sounds like wearing the begadim levanim at the beginning of shiva nikiyim is likuva. Yes, if you're not going to put on begadim levanim after the hefsek tara, then you can't start counting your shiva nikiyim at all. In the Meiri, brachas lamin aleph amin aleph, lashon Meiri, nimsa achshav. Shakol ri'iya ba'olam shetira bodekas atzmo b'chol yom v'beged lavan u'b'yom shetifso v'shameres ad la'erev sheyichlu l'gamri yimei ri'iya o yom ri'iya Veloveshet beged lavan, rasa lomer chaluk lavan, kodem shetikaneis betchum shivinakim, umana shivinakim. So the process is you do have sektara, you put on a beged lavan, you start counting your shivinakim. The im lo love shahachaluk lavan ara boker. And if a woman failed to put on this chaluk lavan after her hefsektara the previous afternoon, minag benos Yisrael, shayom levisha sachaluk bechlal yemei hatuma. So not bidina, but the minag is that women consider the day that she puts on her chaluk lavan as part of yemei hatuma. The eina maschelos limna shivanakim ad alayla. And she only starts counting her shivanakim the next day, meaning she did a hefsektara on Monday. She failed to put on a chaluk lavan. She only puts on the chaluk lavan on Tuesday. So she doesn't need to do another hefsektara, but she only starts counting her shivanakim on Wednesday. She yom levisha sachaluk hu nidon etzal anashim bimei hefsek lekalalo bimei hatuma limnos shivanakim miyom machraso. So there's such a minhag Yisrael that if a woman didn't put on her chaluk lavan, her begadim levanim after the hefsektara, and only puts it on the next day, then she has to delay her start of shivanakim till the following day. Umitokach yesh mihen shalov shos oso yom hefsek kedei limnos shivanakim tekef shenishalmu yimei tuma lo yistarku lahosef yamach midait. And that's why women are careful to put on a bag of lavan immediately after the hefsektara, not to run into this issue of potentially losing a day towards her Tara process. So that's a fascinating presentation in the Meiri, not reflective of our normative practice. There is, however, a line in the Chachmas Adam, which also may not be meant to be taken at face value. Chachmas Adam, Klal Kuf Yitzayin, Os Ches, writes, the im pasha velo lavsha begadim levanim roi lakansa. If a woman wantonly neglects to put on begadim levanim, it wantonly refuses to or is poshas and doesn't put on begadim levanim, the Meir is talking about she forgot. And the minhag in Provence or whatever the Meir is reflecting was that even if a woman forgot to put on her begadim levanim, then she can't start counting shivanakim until the day after she does put on her begadim levanim. Chachmas Adam isn't saying that far, but he says if a woman b'mezid b'pshia doesn't put on begadim levanim, then ra'oi l'kansa. It's appropriate to consen her. So what are we consenting her? Right, we're not making her pay $200 to the communal fund. So Badir Shulchan Sifkata Nun Gimel thinks that the Knas is that the day or days that she doesn't wear begadim levanim don't count towards shivanakim. So if a woman does hefsektara on Monday and she doesn't put on begadim levanim on Monday or on Tuesday, so she can't count Tuesday towards her shivanakim. That's what the Badr Shulchan thinks Shana Chachmas Adam is. So does Rabbi Morgenstern, Perek Tzayin Sifav. Although Badr Shulchan acknowledges, Siyunim Peivav, that why should we punish the Baal for the Pshia of the woman? I mean, if we're going to say you have to delay your Shivanakim, that's not only punishing the woman, that's punishing the Baal as well. Rabbi Willing doesn't think that shot in the Chachmas Adam at all. Because if you look in the Chachmas Adam in Klal Kuf Yud Gimel Os Mem, Klal Kuf Yud Gimel Os Mem, we just read Kuf Yud Zayin Os Ches, but he writes in Klal Kuf Yud Gimel Os Mem, that if you a woman has a garment and it has some that you know were there previously. You have a garment, you know that garment was dirty from ksamim that were there before, but the woman's misupekes if there are new ksamim from her current cycle. So she's in Shivanakiyim, she's wearing a baged that was meluchlach bedam, and you know that there is dam on that baged that pre-existed her current cycle. And the suffix is whether there's also dam that is from the current cycle. That could be so sir her Shivanakiyim, if it is from her current cycle. Afilu begimel we shown him to Linan. So even if you find or you're faced with this shaila during the first 3 days of Shivanakiyim, whereas we'll see there may be more reason to be machmir, even if she's faced with the shaila during the first 3 days of Shivanakiyim, you can be tola. You can assume that all the ksamim were there previously. The lama nachush and itosif bo. Because why should we be choshesh that the dam that she sees is new dam if the bagot is ready, it's chazek b'ksam. Im lo, shepasha v'lo lav shebagot lav and b'mei sfira. So unless we're talking about a case where she's wearing this non-bagot lav on b'pshia during her shivanakiyim, deroi lekonsa. In that case, it's Ra'oi Lekansa. What does it mean, Ra'oi Lekansa? Ra'oi Lekansa that you don't have the right to be told this dam on the previous ksamim. Then you have to be choshesh that it's new dam. Afilu in Pasha, in the Omeris, Shimakaris, a son of ksamim, Mitzvias Ayin, Shayu Mininas Nemenis. But even if she was Poshas, and she says, but she recognizes that all the ksamim, this bagger, were there before, then we believe her. So here, the Chacham Hazalim is using the same lashon of Shia and Knas in a limited context where a woman has a shaila as to whether ksamim can be attributed to have been there beforehand or maybe they're new. So in that limited situation where she has a begad meluchlach, where there definitely were ksamim from before, the shailas are the new ksamim as well. So if in such a case, where she's wearing this beged meluchlaf, which is a beged sivoni b'pshia, against the minhag of wearing begadim levanim. So then we counsel her that you don't have the right to be tola on previous ksamim. But that's all you see in the Chacham Hazalim. And he says we counsel a woman who doesn't wear begadim levanim. It doesn't mean we counsel her mikol v'kol that she can't start her shivanakiyim at all until she wears begadim levanim. It means in this scenario where she has a shaila, whether you can attribute a ksamim to having been there previously, then we consent her to be machmir. But short of that, there's no penalty, even if a woman, b'mezid, doesn't wear begadim levanim. Okay. But as far as sheets, again, the Mechaber wrote that she should wear sedinim habidukim miksanim based on the Mordechai. And as Ilan pointed out, the Ramah doesn't explicitly talk here about sedinim levanim. He only talks about the begadim levanim. But the Ramah does mentioned Stinim Levanim in Hilchos Aveilos and Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So presumably, if you put all that together, that makes you more inclined to read the minhag here, the Ramav Levesh Levanim, to extend to Stinim as well. The lashon that he's quoting from Rukeach and Sefer Truma was about the Gadim Levanim, but presumably it's modifying Stinim Levanim as well. The Ramah in Hilchos Adelus is Simon Shin Pei Aleph Sifei. The Ramah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av is Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sif Gimel, Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sif Gimel. This is explicit in Orzaruah Chelak Aleph Simon Shin Mem Aleph. Chelak Aleph Simon Shin Mem Aleph. The Hilchach, Lavesh Es Begadim Levanim Kol Shiva Yamim, Kodem Chuppa. This is in the context of the Shiva Nikiyim of a Kalah, but the din is the same. So a woman wears begadim levanim during Shiva Nikiyim, upareses sadin levan mimitasa, and she puts on a white sheet on her bed as well. So Rav Ozner points out, Shira Shevet Alevi, that Ne'ikar Adin, the need for white sheets or clean sheets was only Bimehem, where women weren't wearing any clothing when they were sleeping that would catch Samim, or weren't wearing undergarments. But Bismanenu, where any kesem that would come out, or any dam that would come out of a woman, presumably would be caught on her clothing. So the need for sheets being levanim slash nikiyim is probably not necessarily mikra din. But he says still minhag Yisrael shouldn't be dismissed. And therefore, mitzvah minhag Yisrael is still appropriate to use white sheets, even bizmanenu. That's what Rabbi Morgan Terkos from Gavalshiv as well, that since this is always a minhag Yisrael, you shouldn't be mekel, even if the reason isn't as pronounced nowadays. Okay?
Just how that fits with what we said, mentioned before that, how Jeff Blue has definitely never had any owning white sheets.
Right. We'll get there in a second. Okay. Okay, and Rabbi Forth points out, page 214, that Lashon Mordechai is stinim levanim onikim, that either white sheets or clean sheets. That's another sad lahakil b'zman hazeh, that all of our sheets are clean, definitely relative to time of Chazal. Anything that comes out of the laundry is clean. So even if you want to keep the minhag to some extent, if you have clean sheets, even if they're not white, that would fulfill the minhag, especially if we assume that the minhag isn't necessary anymore, nikar adin. Rabbi Willer's observation here is that since the reason doesn't apply anymore, so then to preserve the minhag Yisrael is a chumra ha'asi lidei kula, because if a woman has white sheets and uses them, bimei Shivanakiyim, then she may come to use them other times as well, bimei tarasa, and you potentially run into the possibility of having unnecessary tsamim on white sheets without the kula of tsabonim at some point. So Rabbi Willie doesn't think there's any need for white sheets, even bimei Shivanakiyim. But generally, minhag olam, I think, is to preserve that minhag Yisrael. Yeah.
Why would that be a chumra asi lidei kula? Or really?
It would be a chumra asi lidei kula. Well, chumra asi lidei.
It's a more.
Right. Chumra asi lidei. Right. It's a chumra that may leave you in a compromised situation at some other point. Okay. There are situations where even when it comes to the begadim levanim, that poskim may allow or recommend a woman to wear tzivonim even during Shiva Nikiyim, where she's having difficulty with her tara process. If a woman has a maka, and that maka tends to appear on her begadim, and there'll be more complications if they're begadim levanim. So poskim maybe make for such a woman to wear tzivonim even during Shiva Nikiyim. Marsham already writes like that in Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Aleph, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Aleph. Rabbi Carr points out, page Kuf Yizayin, that in such a situation where a poskim tells a woman that she could wear begadim tzivonim even during Shiva Nikiyim, because of a tendency to have ksamim attributable to a makor or something of the sort, it's still recommended that she should wear light-colored garments as opposed to dark-colored garments, because then you may, on some level, be able to have your cake and eat it too. As if it's a color that, technically speaking, is tzivonim as far as hilchos ksamim is concerned, but at the same time, you would say that it's dam nikar behem, so then that might be the better compromise. Meaning, if the concern is that she's just going to have a kesem that's attributable to a maka, so it'll be tzivonim, and you could be nakel on the kesem. But if she's going to have a real re'iyah, then the re'iyah will show up on the beged, because it'll be a light enough color that you'll be able to tell if it's a re'iyah, as opposed to if it was dark, it would be harder to tell if there's a re'iyah. So that's what Rabbi Karp recommends, that's what Rabbi Willig recommends, that if you're going to wear tzivonim, shivanakiyim, upon advice, maybe better to wear light-colored tzivonim.
Ashi.
Re'iyah is a real flower. You have in this context, you have a significant amount of dam that's not not attributable to makom. So that'll show up more easily on a lighter shade. Rabbi Forst, volume 2, page 214, quotes from Rabbi Cheskel Roth, I didn't find this in Rabbi Cheskel Roth's own sefer, but he quotes from Rabbi Cheskel Roth that in this situation, where are you going to recommend that a woman wear begadim tzivonim in order to be matzil from tzamim, even during shivanakiyim, where she has a makor, something of the sort? His advice was that you should put a tissue into the undergarment, a white tissue, and that way there's a kiyim in begadim levanim, even if you're still able to preserve the kulas of tzamim.
I'm just not understanding.
So
how is this woman
going to
get a clean bedika?
So she'll get a clean bedika, as we discussed, with a medical professional or a bodeket or a nurse that'll do bedika on day 1 and day 7 in a direct way to avoid the place of the maka. However, we try to manage those bedikas. We'll do the minimum number of bedikas. But here we're worried about the potential kesem coming in the interim. So for that, it'll be helpful to have tzivonim. So as far as Rav Roth's suggestion that you can be kayim the minhag of levanim by putting a tissue in, even the tissue itself, maybe einam kayim in makabel tumah, and it's not going to, you'll still have kulas tzamim, but that'll be a kiyam in levanim. So Rabbi Willig pointed out there's really no need for that, because the whole point of levanim is that it should be dam nikar. And you could have your dam nikar with your light-colored tzivonim also, with no formal requirement, if you're going to be makel anyway, to just have a tissue that's white doesn't really accomplish anything. Okay. Now, what are you supposed to do with these white garments aside from wear them? So in Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention of checking them. It just says that a woman should wear them. However, if you look at Kiveger writes here, Lios Bodekas Lechachila Atzma Lechaluka, that a woman should check herself in the regular bedikos, internal bedikos, Lechaluka, and check the garment. And Sidra Tara points out Sifkat Nitesvav, that's the Lush of the Rush in Kitzur Hilchos Nida, Tivdak B'chol Yom Atzma Lechaluka, that a woman doesn't just do her internal bedikos, but she checks the begadim levanim or her clothing, the begadim nikim as well, to make sure there's no dam there either. Rav Avadia writes that just like lechachila, you do bedikos twice a day, as we'll see, you should check the her garment twice a day. Rav Avadia says we're talking about the undergarment. That's the bag of Samach Luguf. It's what really needs to be checked. That's what needs to be lavan for purposes of the minog. And Rabbi Forrest writes, there's no formal requirement of checking it twice a day. Just check it when you take it off. Whenever a woman removes a garment, she should check it to see if there is any dam. That's what Rabbi Eider writes as well, page 118. He doesn't understand why you would think to require checking the garment twice a day. The lush of the rush, after all, was just tiptok b'chol yom atzma v'chaluka. Even though the rush is on the position that you only need one bedika a day, then it makes sense. If you need one bedika a day for the internal bedika, you need one bedika on the chaluk. But if you hold, you need two bedikas a day for the internal bedika, it would make sense. Maybe that you need two bedikas a day for the chaluk as well. But Rabbi Eider is not sure why you would need two bedikas a day on the garment. Rabbi Eider also points out that if you have a woman who's concerned about potential tzamim during Shiva Nikiyam, then, or, you know, let's say you have a damaka situation, then an etza would be that she should change her undergarment more frequently so that you minimize the chance of having a buildup of kesem that's going to be kishir gris. But everyone agrees whether there is a formal requirement of checking the chaluk, whether it's twice a day or once a day or just when you change your garments, everyone agrees that that's not likuva. The bedikas, we'll talk about what bedikas are likuva, but checking the chaluk, that everyone agrees is not likuva. Okay. So let's move on to talk about bedikos shiva nikiyam. First lechachila, and then bidyeva. So the Mishnah on Samachas Amid Beis just presents, ostensibly, the Mishnah just presents the din bidyeva. Hazav yazav shabaku atzma and biyom rishon umatsu tahor ubiyom shvi umatsu tahor bishar yamin shabitzayim lo baku. So a Zava does the Bedika on day 1, day 7. There's no Bedika on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's the din? Blazer Omer Rei Heim B'cheskas Tahara. So Blazer says, Bedika 1 and 7 is sufficient. She's B'cheskas Tahara. And she could go to the mikvah presently. Yeshua Omer Ein Lehem Eli Yom Rishon V'yom Shvi'i B'vat. Yeshua says, day 1 counts, day 7 counts, days 2 to 6 are knocked out. And then you need another 5 days of bedikas. And Rabbi Kiva Omer Eilem El Yom Zayin Bilvad. The only day that counts is day 7, and then you have to count another 6 days towards your Shiva Nikiyam. So that's all as far as the din bidyeva. We'll come back to that. What's the din lechatchila? So not apparent from the Mishnah. Tosfo Zayin Abbeis Diva Maskel of Reblazer. Tosfo Zayin Abbeis Diva Maskel of Reblazer assumes that lechachila, you need a bedika every day of Shiva Nikiyam, once a day, every day. And that's what the Rush writes in Hilchos Nida Bekitzer, that we just saw, that lechachila, one bedika a day for the duration of Shiva Nikiyam. And the Ravid says that's the mashmos of the Mishnah. The Ravid shar habedika v'asfira simin beis. The fact that the Mishnah presents bedikas aleph v'zayin v'lashem b'di'eved implies alma l'chachila mitzvahs bedika kol shiva. And that's what the Yogos Maimonides writes, perik vav olos dalid, l'chachila, one bedika a day for 7 days. Interestingly, the Balamor, and it's a Sogus in the Ravid Os Beis, assumes that there's no distinction between Lechachila and Bidiyaved, that whatever works Bidiyaved works Lechachila. Varaya, the Mishnah, doesn't tell you any other than Lechachila. So it must be that Bidikas Aleph Zayin is even lechatila. According to Reb Lazer, which is how he passed it. So that's the minority opinion of the Baal Mor, that even the Chachila, Bedika 1 and 7, is all you need. The Ramban as well, Perek Dalit Hilfatita, Halacha Kabez, sorry, Tes Kabez, Perek Tes Halacha Kabez, Nina Mufkar, lived up with Yom Yom, Yizayin Meyasfira, the Lechachila is every day of 7 days. Now, the Rambam, Perek Vav, Kaval of Kafbez, Perek Vav, Kaval of Kafbez, doesn't mention the need for B'dikos beyond day 1, day 7, but we know Darka Shel Rambam is just to quote Gemaras, so the Rambam there is just quoting the din that we have in the Mishnah Gemara. Doesn't necessarily prove that the Rambam wouldn't lechachila require bedikos every day, but the Rambam has no explicit mention of the requirement of bedikos every day. Okay, but all these we've shown and that we just mentioned, the Tosfos, the Ravid, the Ramban, to the extent that there's a lechachila of bedikos every day, it's only once a day. Once a day, every day of Shiva Nikim. However, the Tor quotes from a Smag that the woman should be bodekes twice a day, achas shachris, the achas arvis. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Smag as well, and from the Sefer Truma, and from the Mordechai B'Shem Rokeach, and from the Shari Dura. That all of these Bali Tosfos require 2 bedikas a day lechatchila. The Lashon of the Smag Lav and Simon Kufir Aleph. The Chayin Osa Shachris Yarvis, that a woman should do bedikos in the morning and the afternoon slash evening. The Shachar Kishamedes Mimitasa. She should do a bedikah in the morning when she gets up from bed. The Arvis. Kisho leches the beis hakneses kodem sheyehe laila. And in the afternoon slash evening, when she goes to shul before it's night. So were all of medieval women so frum that they went to shul for Maariv every weekday evening? There's nothing else going on in the house. This is a formulation of the Smag and the Smak and the Sefer Truma and the Or Chaim. That's fascinating if that's true, that all these women were going to shul for Maariv. Now, in many communities we know they'd have Maariv early because it's dangerous to go out at night, but women are going to Maariv and shul every night. So I forget where I have in my notes of Rabbi Morgenstern hinted at this observation, but I couldn't find it this time. I don't remember if I've seen it in print or where, but the question is whether this really is Beis HaKnesses or should be Beis HaKiseh. With other Rashi Tevos, were these Rashi Tevos in manuscript that were opened up to Beis HaKnesses, but in reality meant Beis HaKiseh, that a woman would go out to the Beis HaKiseh before it got dark to the outhouse when it was still light outside. So that was the time that made sense to do a bedika. Anyone see that in print anywhere? So let me know if you find it. I thought that Rabbi Morgenstern hinted that somewhere. I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it today. So that's the case. Then that makes sense. It's a logical time to do bedika, and then we have no raya that the women were so from in the medieval period.
Just to clarify the Hashtag point, right? At least it is for women, not for making it.
Okay, so either way, what emerges according to the Smag of these Bali Tosos is that L'chachila, there's a requirement of Bedikos day one and day seven. And in some of these Rishonim, it sounds like at least on day one and maybe day seven, the two Bedikos are Li'ikuva. Yeah, so there's no indication that there's no indication in any of these we've shown him that more than day one and day seven is Li'ikuva. We'll talk about what meaning that's true in any event. We'll talk about L'alacha next time as far as what works for the Eved. What's necessary for the Eved? So for the Eved, day one and day nothing more than day one and day seven is necessarily Li'ikuva. But what emerges from the Smag and some of these other Rishonim that have two Bedikos a day is that on day one and maybe day seven, the two Bedikos are Li'ikuva. It's not just that one's Li'ikuva and the two are L'chachila, but the two on day one may be Li'ikuva. The Lashon of Smag, Bem Sheikh, is Imshachacha V'lo Badka Atzma Kiyam Yom Shepaska Bala Erev U'lamachras Chu Yom Rishon Shel Sfira Badka Atzma Shachris V'Arvis Lo Badka Atma Yom Ashvi'i, Kamokin Shachas Yarvis, Muteres Vitaveles Balaila Utahora. That if a woman only did two Bedikos on day one and two Bedikos on day seven, that's sufficient for the Eved. But it sounds like if a woman only did one Bedikah on day one and one Bedikah on day seven, that wouldn't work even for the Eved. So for the Smag, the Lechachilas, two Bedikos a day for 7 days, the Bedikah is two Bedikos a day on day one and day seven. But if you only did one Bedikah on day one and day seven, that wouldn't work even Bidi'evet. The Mordechai, Tafshid Lamed Zayin, sounds like on day one, two Bedikos are Li'ikuva. On day seven, only one Bedikah is Li'ikuva. Lashon Mordechai is Imshachacha V'lobadka Atzma Kol Hayamim Rach Yom Shepaska Bo La'erev So on day one of Shivin Akiyam, she did two Bedikos. The Shuv L'Badka Atma Ad Yom HaShvi'i U'Bayom Zayin Badka V'Nim Seis Tahora. And on day seven, she did a Bedikah. It doesn't say two Bedikos. She just was Bodeka. It sounds like once. Then Muteres. So on the Smag, it sounds like two Bedikos on day one, two Bedikos on day seven, Ali Kuva. The Mordechai, two Bedikos on day one, one Bedik on day seven is Li'ikuva. And the Rokeach and Sefer Truma sound like the Smag, that two Bedikos are Li'ikuva both on day one and on day seven. Now, what would the reason be that you require two Bedikos? Where does that come from? There's no evidence in Arasug and Samuches for any need for two Bedikos. The Beis Yosef suggests that it's based on a Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Mishnah Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Pa'amim Tzricha Lios Bodekes Shachris Ubein Hashmashas. So this is in the context of Taros. As Rashi writes, Pa'amim Tzricha Lios Bodekes Kol Isha Shachris Ubein Hashmashas Shachris Ahakshir Taros Shel Laila Arvis Ahakshir Taros Shel Yom. That a woman who's Osekis Pataros needs to do Bedikah in the morning to make sure that the taros that she touched the previous night were tahor, and the evening to make sure that the taros that she touched on that day are tahor. She needs to ensure that there is no atuma that emerged since she last touched taros. So the context here is simply in terms of eating taros, where checking in the morning ensures that the taros that you ate yesterday or the taros that you touched yesterday are definitely tahoros. And it's Behur in the Gemara on Yud Aleph and Beis that this din is only letaros, but not lebaila. So the Beis Yosef quotes this as a source for those who shown that require two bedikos, and the Kivager is bothered, what's the raya? What's the source? Shuas the Kivager, Kamas Simon Samach, Bemsa Dibor, Hain Ames, points this out, that Yud Aleph is totally a Taurus, exclusively a Taurus context. It's clear from the Gemara that it's only Len Yud Taurus, not Len Yud Baila. So where does Beis Yosef come off, assuming that this is a source for the smack, and that level of Rishonim that require two bedikos lebaila. The Bach writes as follows, Bach in Sifkatan Hay, also writes based on the Mishnah Aleph, the Gemara there says that's only letaros below lebaila, lebaila lebay bedika, says the Bach, hainu dafka la'achar shetavla. So that distinction the Gemara makes in the Yud Aleph Mideis, that you only require bedikas sataros and not labaila, that's only for a woman who's becheskas tahora. About the sfiras shivan akiyim, the becheskas tameya, tzricha bedika pamayim shachas viargis. But a woman who's tov shivan akiyim, who's becheskas tameya, maybe she requires bedikas shachas viargis even labaila. Shachris lotziyami de safek shemarasa belayla shelafanav. The arvis lotziyami de safek shemarasa biyom. The besfiras shivin akim labayla tzricha bedika kamo letaros yachash shetavla. So just like the taros, even where a woman is becheskas tahora, taros requires a higher level of dikduk that you require bedikos shachris viarvis. So women during shivin akim who's now becheskas tahora labayla, she requires bedikos, shachris v'arvis as well. So that Bach is assuming, not like we've generally assumed till now, that a woman, even tov shivan akiyim, even after hefsek tahara, is considered becheskas tameya. Now, we discussed previously the chavos das that requires a hefsek tahara li'kuva, even by a woman who has damaka, because that's necessary to be mostly her mefeskas tuma, not even visa the chavos das. But so we accept the chavos das that has the taros likuva because until then she's mefeskas tahora, tumeya, and now that's mostly her from her keskas tuma. But the Bach here in this analysis is assuming that a woman retains its keskas tuma for the entirety of shivan akiyim. Rabbi Willis suggested, yeah.
Is there a difference between being like
mean, she is tamei to her husband, so she's a mitzvah.
She's a surah to her husband, right?
Right. So her status is a surah to Bible. Is Bach saying something more than that?
The Bach is saying more than that, that she has a cheskas tova. The fact that she's a Cyril Abayla, that's a technicality, but the Hefzik Tara, we generally assume, was mostly here on some level from a cheskas tuma, because now she's on the road to recovery, so to speak. So that's a technicality in Hilchos Taras, meaning we wouldn't view the woman. Yeah. What you're saying is that you could say the same idea as the Bach in more general terms, that it's true that technically speaking, the woman is in Becheskas Temeya, but she's still a Surah Labayla. So when is a Surah Labayla is analogous to a woman who is Tahora Le'inyan Taros, which is a higher requirement of Bedikas for Taros. So between a woman, it's a Surah Labayla along those lines. So the Bach doesn't exactly say that way. He says in terms of the formality of being the Cheskas Tmeya, but you're saying maybe you don't have to say it exactly that way. Maybe at least it makes sense to transpose that Din Adaf Yud Aleph to a woman during Yishuv Nekiyim as well. Okay. Rabbi Willis suggested, at least within the Mordechai is one of the Rishonim that requires two bedikas every day. And maybe the Mordechai, that's Lishitaso, in the Mordechai Siman Tavshin Lamed Hay, where the Mordechai assumes, which we don't assume like Balacha, that according to Rashi Ben Atam, which is a Siman Kuf Pei Vav topic, that a woman that doesn't have a Ves Kavua always requires bedikos, Shachris V'Arvis, Labaila. Woman doesn't have a Ves Kavua, she has to do Bedikos, Shachris or Arvis, Labaila. So maybe to require Bedikos, Shachris, Arvis during Shiva Nekiyim is analogous to that halacha. Even though the Mordechai himself quotes the Sefer Truma as arguing that Rashi, and the Sefer Truma requires Bedika Shachris Yarvis, even though he doesn't accept Rashi, so even if it's in the Mordechai, it doesn't work Lishitaso in other Rishonim. Lahalacha, the Mechaber requires two Bedikos a day Lichachila. Fifth Aleph, B'chol Yom Yizayin Yemei Asfira Tzricha Lios Bodekas L'chachila Hamayim B'chol Yom Achas Shachris V'achas Samach L'Ben HaShmashas. So L'chachila require two bedikas a day, every day. When do these bedikas have to be done? So most poskim assume that l'chachila is after zricha, after sunrise. That l'chachila, you shouldn't do it before zricha, which is about as late as it gets these days, in the 7:20 range. But now there's a week in before we change the clock now in November, we're at 7:30, but okay. So l'chachila should be after sunrise, after 7:20. But the poskim assume if it's after alos, then at least b'di eved that works. That's mevor in Tosa Samach Tesamid Aleph, Diva Maskel Shiva. Tosis writes that a sphira at night doesn't work, but Baliya Samad Ashachar does work. So at least b'di eved, a bedika performed after alos is effective. The Tosus is Samach Tes Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Shiva. Rabbi Wallhender writes here, Gufei Alachas Mishabura Chadash, Beir Alacha. Elicha Chila, Bedikos have to be Acher Hanetz. However, doesn't mean that you have a chiyuv to get up at Neitz to do bedikas. Now, Neitz is 7:20 in the morning, so sometimes it requires effort to wait till then. But when Neitz is 5:30 in the morning, doesn't mean a woman has to set her alarm clock for 5:30 in the morning to get up and do a bedika at the earliest possible point, because it's no better than any other mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, where the mitzvah begins at Neitz, but you could do it, aside from Zrizus, but you could do it anytime, by Yom or here anytime in the morning. Rabbi Bershtin from Achon Pua, in one of his visits here, told the story of a young couple that I think the wife called to complain to him that they were newly married, and the husband insisted that she get up every day for Shiva Nakia Madnais in order to do Bedika at the earliest possible point. So that's not what's recommended, and not what's necessary. So look, Achila should be after Nates, but you don't have to set your alarm to do it the minute after Nates. Ramosha writes, Chayli Beis Yoredei at the end of Simon Ayin Tes. Chayli Beis, the end of Simon Ayin Tes. What about the end of the day? So when's the optimal time for the second Bedika? So he quotes the lashon of the smag that we saw, that arvis koshalechas the beis ha kneses or kisei kodem shiya laila. So the lechachila time is before shkia. However, says Rav Moshe, that since it's only a din lechachila, if you're unable to do the bedika before shkia, it still makes sense to do it after shkia.
Which part is most asking? The sman or the second bedika?
The second bedika. Since
you did one in the morning already.
Right. The whole need for the second bedika is a din l'chachila. So if it's difficult to do the bedika before shkia, then you can rely on doing it even ben hashmashas, and even maybe up to ben atam shkia. If you missed ben atam shkia, so then there's no point in doing it any later than that. But in any event, all you need is one bedika a day. If you missed it, it's not the end of the world. One second, Rav Osner writes that the lechachila, anytime after Mincha Ketana is lechachila for the second bedika, and he says Hidur is closer to Shkia. So Rabbi Morgenstern quotes this on page Reish Kaptes as a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Osner, whether Samach L'Shkia is a Hidur or is a lechachila. A question of Yashiv, that is Lechachila, from Plag is only B'di'evet. I think generally, I think what the Sheva Levi says is accepted, Mincha Ketana and An. And that to go crazy to do it 5 minutes before Shkia Dafka. A post can do right that where there's a need, so you can be mevater on the second bedika. Vosner writes like that if shas etzorech, or there are challenges in the tower process, you can be mevater on the second bedika. Rabbi Willig's famous position is that there's no need to do a second bedika even lechachila against the psak of the Mechaber. Why? most problematic bedikos that a woman has are because of pressure to do it at the end of the day. Sun sets early at work, pressured. It's more liable to be problematic. And since anyway, it's only a din l'chachila, then you don't have to do a second bedika. As he writes in the article in Amordechai al Dalach al Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kaf Dalet, after all, his man have shown him, you see, there wasn't so much pressure. Women had a lot of time on their hands. So, right, they went to Shulam, Yinai from Arif.
You mean this guy?
Yeah. So, so back then, it wasn't such a big deal to do a second bedika. But our women are a lot more pressured. And therefore, he doesn't think that there's a need to do a second bedika. What about the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel? Kaliyad Amar lived up in Ashim Mishubachas. That is praiseworthy to do extra bedikos. So that has nothing to do with this. Ready, right? Moshe writes to Rabbi Eider in Tshuva Kavches that Kol Amar Belivdok, that's talking about Bimei Tarasa, Linyan Taros, but Shivan Akiyim, Eilanu Ella Mashagazu Chazal. That's why Ramosha writes there's no need to be Machmir to use white toilet paper during Shivan Akiyim. Maybe you'll say that that'll be another kiyuach. I could have a din of bedika. Anyway, nowadays we're more machmer than you need to be on a lot of maros. More not machmer than nesay mikra din. So a lot of what a woman's going to see is only tamei misafik. Anyway, Chachma Sadim writes like that in Klal Kuf Yud Zayin Os Yud Gimel that if you have a woman who's prone to staining, Prontix on them, so then you shouldn't be more machmir than necessary, mikradin, as far as the dikas.
So the book is passing like the other show against the smag, basically?
Yeah, that's only the smag is the kachila, and there are other counterbalancing considerations, so you don't have to adapt that chumra.
And what exactly is the concern if she does it?
If you do a bedika with lacha, so then you can cause bleeding, or you could you may end up causing some bleeding that wouldn't show up otherwise.
This stock was based on like a lot of like occurrences that happened.
Don't have numbers, but here I would say that if you're a Talmud of Rabbi Willig and you follow all of the Tzokim and you don't use a Kedera, Gabi Kedera, and you don't go skiing, you don't drink coffee, so then you have the right to adopt this Kula. But generally speaking, it's no one else in the world assumes that way. So if you're not, if you don't follow all of Rabbi Willig's Tzokim in general, I don't know if you have the necessarily right to follow this.
Day one and day seven as well, he has a
school. Day one, only the one, yeah. Only one bedika. Right. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch, despite the formulation of the smag and those other we've shown him, that there are two bedikas are ma'akim and day one, day seven, the Mechaber doesn't adopt that. As we'll see next time. The Mechaber assumes that only one bedika on day one and one bedika on day seven is equal. So that much we don't, the likula part of the smag and smag, we don't accept the halacha. Now, if you're only going to do one bedika, which is the Iker bedika? The Rav Osner has Shira Shevet Alevi, that the impression you get from Mishonim is that the Iker bedika is the morning bedika. That's the beginning of the sphere of that day. So if a woman is only going to be bodekas once a day, then she should do that dafka in the morning. He quotes the Sidrei Torah, Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sivkatan Yud, Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sivkatan Yud, it writes, as far as the Shalos position, I will talk about that a woman should do Sphere of the Beth, so that should be done Dafka Baboker in the beginning of the day, just like Sfiras Omer, which is the beginning of the day, the beginning of the night. So then that would point to the morning bedika being the Iker bedika. Dain Weiss has a discussion of this, Chelok Yud, Simen Ayin Ches, Oth Beis. Then Chasirza, Chelok Yud, Simen Ayin Ches, Oth Beis. He quotes Mar Mekamos in both directions, but he assumes that the Maskana, the Iker bedika, is the morning bedika. So if you have, if you're only doing one, it should be the morning one. What happens if a woman, it's already Chatzot Hayom, and the woman didn't do bedika yet? So Rav Osner writes that even if it's not clear if that's considered a kiyum of the minhag of two bedikas a day, if you do both of them after Chatzot Hayom, but he thinks that it's better to do two anyway. I mean, you do one at the beginning of the afternoon, one at the end of the afternoon, to at least not to be mechalei, to be mekayim the minhag. Or as Rabbi Four says, not to be shalot tishtakach bedikas arbis. Okay. Fine. I guess we'll stop here. Next time, we'll talk about whether the Chiyuv Bedikos is the Raisa of the Rabbanon, and whether and what the din of Bedikos li Kuvar.